Did you fill out a form? You went online?
We tried over the weekend, but it wasn't available.
Not a problem.
Todd Simmons and Gus Martinez Padilla were one of the first couples in line at the State Department of Health Marriage Office. They were married in Florida and Oregon years ago, but this time, Simmons says, their marriage will be recognized by the federal government.
We started a family several years ago. We have two sons who are equally happy about this as well. Yeah, we're all really stoked this morning.
They have 30 days to get married and are planning a wedding after the holidays. Martinez Padilla says the entire family will be involved.
Our kids are 9 and 10, and we have been together now 17 years, and hopefully another 30, 40 years.
Is that all? I'd like to last a little longer.
The State Department of Health activated its online marriage license application process after midnight December 2nd. State Registrar for Vital Statistics, Alvin Onaka, says the first recorded marriage utilizing online services took 15 minutes to complete, start to finish. Onaka expects same-sex marriage applications to eventually follow traditional marriage rates.
Initially, the couples that register for it are residents, but as it progresses, I think it will track traditional marriage, with 67% of marriage applicants are going to be coming from outside of the state.
Onaka says there are 34 private marriage application agents statewide to certify identification and documentation, and that will be expanded throughout the visitor industry in the future. Department of Health Deputy Director Keith Yamamoto says applicants, especially those from out of state, should use the online process, review frequently asked questions, and be aware that health officials are not experts in all matters.
We've been getting a lot of calls from people regarding legal questions and questions about tax preparation and financial planning. And, you know, the department is not really equipped to answer those questions. So we do recommend people talk to their attorneys and their financial advisors about those questions.
Yamamoto says the department had 20 days to implement the online process, and it appears to be working well. Meanwhile, Monica Montgomery and Donna Gedge, both born and raised in Honolulu, were among the first to enter a civil union earlier this year and are now among the first to marry. They have been together since 1978 and are retired public service employees. Montgomery says that was a concern.
I mean, we've had to wait so long. We were so concerned as we were aging that, you know, we weren't going to make it to the finish line and have these federal rights that are really, you know, critical for retired people.
Gedge says a heavy burden has been lifted and they are now first-class citizens in the eyes of the law.
We're fine, but who wants to pay a huge estate tax because you don't have all your rights? Who wants to lose out on Social Security because you don't have all your rights? And on and on and on and on, because after all, there's 1,138 yeah. benefits.
And all couples who get married on or before December 31st are eligible to receive some of those federal benefits. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.